How did the war go? Most historians would consider it a draw. The most important battle, the Battle of New Orleans, happened after the peace settlement had been reached. The United States did not gain territories, but didn't lose it. And actually, there was a tremendous pride that the U.S. had fought the British imperial system to a draw. Federalists ended up totally discrediting themselves. There was so much anti-war sentiment in New England that political representatives met in Hartford, Connecticut, signed the Hartford Declaration, where they threatened to withdraw from the United States. They were talking about secession. By the time the war was over, the Federalists were pretty much finished, and that was the main reason. That was, they were seen as having been disloyal. But there's an irony as well. Well, you can see the next election, 1816, they're still getting some support. By 1820, that disappears altogether. There's an irony here, though, in that the Democratic Republicans, starting with Madison and continuing with Monroe, they actually took on the Federalist Project. Madison's an interesting character. I mean, he was the main author of the U.S. Constitution, or one of the main authors of the Constitution. And at that point, he was aiming for fairly strong federal control. Then he became an ardent Jeffersonian and wanted a small federal government and lots of states power. But the War of 1812 changed his mind. He decided if the U.S. is going to have a place in the sun and is going to be competing with the likes of the British Empire,